Okay, how's everybody doing? So I got a question on Twitter just a few seconds ago on how to, evaluate healers for a progression team. First, I want to thank the person for doing that. I believe Unholy Alliance, if I got that wrong, I'm sorry, from maybe that's the raiding group or the guild. So it's a good question. How do you evaluate healers for progression nightmare or progression groups? And it's one that I've actually had to deal with because it is hard to evaluate healers. So before I get into how you do it, I just want to really quickly talk about why it's so hard. The main reason why it's so hard is because the parses are basically useless. Outside of a few basic things with parses, such as, you know, a lot of heals per second and effective heals are a big one. Of the two, effective heals I think is more important. They don't really tell you a lot about why healing, whether someone's a good healer, I mean, they don't really tell you anything about that. If you're a Sorc, you know, your numbers are going to be kind of big. If you're an operative, the numbers should be big. If you're a merc, your effective heals should be pretty big because effective heals are for a merc are more, the heals are more targeted. But that doesn't tell you anything. So here are some things to look for, I believe, when you're evaluating a healer for your progression team. The first one, and the one of the big ones, is whether or not they can do stuff while they heal. So an example is a cleanse. And Nephra, Draxus, Corruptor, and Brontes and Fortress all have cleanses. They're all cleansable stuff. Sorcs can't cleanse some stuff and Corruptor, so you got to know that. But can your healers heal stuff, keep your numbers high while they're hitting cleanses? And more importantly, can they hit the right cleanses, the cleanses that they're assigned in Nephra, for instance? If you have DPS helping with cleanses, that's fine. But can your healer cleanse the right people at the right time and cleanse themselves? That's very important in Fortress. The cleanses are supremely important in Fortress, especially in Nightmare. So can they do that when they cleanse? Can they interrupt? Can they get to where they need to be while they heal? Can they do a lot of stuff while they're healing? Is a very big thing to know for a progression healer. Can they do damage, for instance, while they're healing? Draxus, when the buff was still there, healers a lot of times had to help with damage. Can your healer help with damage when they're cleansing? I mean, while they're healing, I'm sorry. So that's a really kind of thing to look for. Can your healer do more than just cleanse? It's the same reason can your tank do more than just hold aggro. You want the tank to be able to look around and taunt and do damage and set up the group for certain things and know when to pop cooldowns, all right? So with the healing, the same thing. You want your healers to be able to do more than just heal. That's honestly, in many cases, the easiest part of being a healer. The hardest part of being a healer is when you have to do more than just heal. So keep an eye on that. Assign them, if you're actually doing a tryout, assign them the cleanses. Assign them to very specific roles, very specific jobs for Draxus on the waves. Give them interrupts to do. Give them as many interrupts as you can because you want to know if they can do that and get their heals off. Tell them to do damage in the parser so you can see if they're doing damage. Not because you want them to do a lot of damage, but because you want to see if they can do damage and heal. The other way to evaluate them, honestly, is just to record the runs. So record the runs and go back and look at them. Look and see if the healer is out of place. Does the healer managing their energy the right way? A lot of times during a raid, it's hard to keep an eye on energy management, force management, heat management. If you record it, make your frames high and big enough, you can see the resource bar going up or down, and you can see if they're having issues with it, consistently issues. If you're a Sorc, if you have a Sorc healer in the room, keep an eye on stacks of consumption or noble sacrifice. If that happens a lot, if you actually see the stacks and they're managing their force incorrectly. For a merc healer, if you see their heat consistently high, they're managing that incorrectly. For an operative, if their adrenaline probe is being used on cooldown, or if they're not using stim boost, if they're not using that deal, these little things you can look at to see if they're, then that means they're not doing their heals right. They're mismanaging their energy or their resources. That's a really big one. The other thing, honestly, to look at is look at their gear and not really gear check them, so to speak, but you want to look a little bit at their itemization. For Sorcs, if they have a lot of crit, then they're not really that smart about it. For mercs and scoundrels and operatives and mandos and all that stuff, you want them to have some crit. So if they have no crit or little crit, then they probably don't know what they're doing. So those are little things you can do really quickly just to see if your healer is A, good at what they do, and B, knows the class relatively well. If you have questions specific to a role, if you guys are trying to evaluate healers and you have a role, a class of healers, let me know. I can answer specifically, but very quickly, those are some things you can do to look at whether your healer knows what he or she is doing. Can they do more than just heal? Can they cleanse? Can they interrupt? Can they do damage? Do they stay out of stuff? Do they not put themselves where they mitigate their own damage while they're healing others, right? And then look at their resource management. If they're losing energy or they're burning through energy needlessly, if they're misusing their heat, if they're consistently out of force for no reason, and non-burn phases, these are the type of situations. A lot of times you're in burn phases. You're going to have a little bit of heat. You're going to lose force. You're going to lose energy. Every class has a way to get that back, so that's not a problem. What you're looking for is, do they have those problems during non-burn phases and consistently during fights? That's a problem. Then look at the gear a little bit and see where their crit is. A pretty good indicator, because crit and alacrity are the two that kind of are wild cards. If they're a tech healer and they don't have a lot of crit, if they have less than 200 crit, for instance, they don't know what they're doing. If they're a force healer and they have more than like 200 crit, they don't know what they're doing. And I know me personally, I don't use a lot of crit, but that's a good indicator if you compare it to everything else. So those are just some really quick things to answer the question of how do you evaluate a healer, and then record everything and go back and look. When you go back and look at the video, you'll see if they're out of place. You'll see if they're taking forever to get in and out of phases. You'll see if they're mismanaging stuff. You'll see if they're not doing damage. You'll see if they're not hitting or interrupt. You'll see everything. You'll see their force management, their energy management, and their heat management. So record, review, and then go back and offer feedback. So that's my really quick guide, really quick tips on how to evaluate a healer for progression. Again, if you have specific questions, please let me know. If you're listening and you have tips, please offer them. Appreciate it. You guys take care. Thanks for listening. See ya.